While I'm on this subject of who stands for what, this administration liberated over 50 million Muslims in Afghanistan, in Iraq. And let's be very clear about this before history is rewritten to the point where we lose our memories. We were told Afghanistan couldn't be taken from the Taliban. You remember that? That the Russians had tried to occupy it, and they had 100,000 casualties in 10 years and eventually had to leave in disgrace. Very few occupying forces have been able to actually take Afghanistan and hold it. Its terrain is extraordinarily difficult. And it's surrounded by hostile countries, as a matter of fact. And yet we did that. The United States military did that with its allies, including allies who live and were born in Afghanistan. Clinton didn't do it. The Democrat Congress and members of the Democrat Party, they didn't demand it. Bush did it with the outstanding United States Armed Forces carrying out their mission as they always do. In Iraq, we were told that there would be 10,000 dead troops within the first few weeks. Remember that? Our armed forces toppled that regime in record time. In record time. And in every other war where occupation has taken place for a certain period of time before you leave so the enemy doesn't take the battlefield that you just won, there are difficulties. I got to thinking about this. Even in the Civil War, after the North was victorious, it went on and on and on for decades. Even some would argue for a century before the issue that was the heart of the battle, race, could be not so much resolved but ameliorated in an acceptable fashion. Now let's take a little walk through recent American history and let's talk about who cares about human beings and who the racists are. When the slaughter was going on in Rwanda at such an enormous pace that it would stun those who were even somewhat familiar with genocide. In 90 days, 800,000 human beings slaughtered, mostly by pistols, rifles, and machetes. What did the Democrat administration do? It did nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, worse than nothing. The Canadian general in charge of the UN forces said that when they sought additional support from the UN and from the Americans, that Madeleine Albright and Wesley Clark threw up obstacles and prevented it. And they needed it fast. And they didn't get it. Not more American soldiers. They needed equipment. They needed orders. They didn't come. That was Rwanda. Who caused the fall of South Vietnam and much of Indochina? It was led by Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, and his ilk. And the domino theory was more than a theory, it became a reality. Down went Cambodia. Millions of people slaughtered. About 25% of the population of that country, it was so beyond belief and sickening, was either slaughtered or severely maimed. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what took place in Cambodia. Did Carter lift a finger? Did he? No, he didn't. Not a finger. Nothing. And so we have these situations. You know, the United States can't get involved in all of it, but in some of it, it seems to me we have a responsibility and a duty. Now we're in Iraq. Enormous progress being made in Iraq. And we know if we leave, the slaughter will be unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. If we take steps to leave in a precipitous way. And yet, the leadership of the Democrat Party and their candidates have been demanding that we do just that now for years. And they've tried to sabotage our military efforts. They tried to sabotage this president, sabotage the funding. And they know what will happen if we just pull up and leave. And they don't care. They don't give a damn. So who is compassionate and who are the racists? I'm serious about this. We have all kinds of policies being pushed by liberals in this country, which make Americans generally poor. And now it has poured over our own borders into the international community and helps make them poor too. And I speak of this environmental movement. DDT. Banned for places like Africa. The only sure and effective means for wiping out mosquitoes carrying malaria and other diseases. Beginning in the 1960s into the 70s, this became a cause célèbre. And because DDT was banned, millions of people in the third world, particularly Africa, died horrific deaths. Do they take any responsibility for this? None. Are they held to account politically for this? Not in the least, because the media are in their pocket. So we can talk about racism, we can talk about humanity. I'm more than happy to do it on this program because I think we need to set the record straight. We will set the record straight, and we won't be intimidated either. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.